Yeah, we are right here in the groove. So, you know how I like to do it here for Motivated to the Max. First of all, we got to come in here hot. That is open, honest, and transparent. Rule number two, you got to come in here lit, all right? Lit is living in thankfulness. And then rule number three, just be yourself, all right? Be yourself. It's all good. Be yourself. We all come in here. The only thing I ask is be respectful to one another on here, all right? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's been a while since I've done it, so you know, I got some little jitters. I'm nervous. Y'all know I'm in like another, I'm in a little secret location going on back here. I'm in a secret location. I won't tell you where it is. If that person comes on here, then they can tell you exactly where I'm at because I'm at their spot. But yeah, so like I said, so welcome to Motivated to the Max. As you guys saw on the title, if you clicked on it, so yo, this is the new beginning of Motivated to the Max, you know, the process of this project. Like I said, man, look, this is your boy, Daryl. You call me, some call me Big D, some call me Daryl. Sometimes I just feel like, yo, it is what it is with me. But you know what? It's been a while. I appreciate some of y'all who's been striving and pushing me to bring this back on here. Big shout out to my wife, Latasha. Shout out to Myron and Patrice of Express Yourself LLC. Big shout out also to my church family, you know, Maximizing Life Family Worship Center, home of the Mass Life Church. Man, shout out to that. And then shout out to the visionaries, Apostle Omar Rojas and Prophet Brandy Rojas. Shout out to you. Shout out to you guys and all the Mass Life family. I love you all so much. Thank y'all for keeping on praying and keep on pushing me. There go my sister. What's going on? Miss Rhonda Hunter. What's going on? Hope you and Brother Sylvester is doing well on today. Oh, you know what? I'm right here getting all jittery. Like I said, it's been a while since I did this. I got to do one more thing with you guys. And then you know what? And you know, I like to do like the 10 second count off. All right. You know, when I do the 10 second count off, you know, you take 10 seconds. Think about everything from what you know, from what you done been down on yourself. You've been trying to simply say, man, I can't do this. I can't do that. Yo, we're going to take 10 seconds and then we're just going to throw this thing out here, throw it in the ocean. And then what? We're going to breathe. All right. Check it out. Here go that 10 seconds. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So y'all know me. It's baseball season now started. So, you know, I like to just hit that thing on out there. It's going. And I don't ever want that thing to come on back. And you know what? Take your breather. Because sometimes you got to have it. So, man, first, how you guys been doing? I know I'm right here doing it here on Facebook. Like I said, when you just trying to get back on the thrill of all things, you're just like, look, let me just start out small. Let me do it on Facebook. But y'all know me, I had to try to do something a little bit bigger than just doing it on Facebook. So I actually got the podcast running right now. So whenever that I finish up and everything, I will be editing the episode of what I'm doing here, and it will be going on, you know, back on Anchor, Apple, you know what it is. Look, we make it so funny. All this time I've been gone, I still didn't lose my access to most of my stuff. I don't know how many people can take that right there from where you know you done been gone so long, you done took a breather, you done took a break, and everything from where you actually know, man, I still got access to some of my stuff. And I mean some of them. And I'm talking about some of like the major stuff, like my podcast stuff. Podcast, well, y'all know how we do. So, you know, like my podcast stuff and whenever I'm linking it up to like to Apple Podcasts, I still have my access to it. And you know, it makes it so funny. Like I received an email not too long ago before I actually started this live and everything. It's like, yo, like, when are you going to start back podcasting again? And I said, well, I guess that's my sign. I guess that's my sign for me to bring it back. But I'm just, you know, I'm checking in, seeing how you guys are doing. thank you all for seeing how I was doing. Because, you know, sometimes it's hard from where you have to be a motivator and then you still have to get motivated to be the motivator. But, you know, but like I said, all the shout outs I did earlier, if I didn't mention your name, please forgive me. I did not mean to like exclude you out of it, because I know I've been getting messages from everybody. I've been like, yo, when this come back? Is everything all right? What's going on? You know, and so, you know, and it's my time for me to give you guys an update. It's time for me to give an update. So, I have been working, like, literally, like, bro, like, yeah, D, right here, the motivator, yeah. He has a I have been working. I actually went back to work. And so, you know, I went back to work, trying to strive on a few things, trying to get some things taken care of. So I went back to work. And so then, you know how, and look, y'all know, we got to keep a high. I always got to bust on myself every time. From where I had to, from whenever I was trying to use me going to work as an excuse to not doing what I'm really supposed to be doing. I know you make it feel like I'm about to be like in the 3000 room from whenever you just got to get that, ooh, that little ouch moment. Yeah, I had to like get on my own stuff, because from where I used to be like, well, you know, if I go do this and I go do that, you know, I can get this done over here and I can get that done over here. And then I had to realize, like, you know what? I need to quit using work as an excuse to keep me from doing or from where I need to be at. And so today is my day off. And then also my wife, Tasha, she's on spring break from her job. So then I'm at a location. One of the ambassadors are on here right now. I ain't gonna give out no names and stuff right now, because the ambassador, Mr. Shanika, put in on exactly where I'm at. And so then y'all know from where you got some access to some things. So yeah, so it's been a minute. It's been some time. It's been a long time. She in the left. I know I had a Leah moment there. But yeah, you know, like I was saying, like, I was sitting right here, I found some excuses. You know, I was like, well, and look, I was about to find an excuse like 10, 15 minutes ago. I said, man, I ain't doing nothing. Because, you know, like, I got, you know, like, Tasha and I packed up my book bag. You know, I got my Wi-Fi box, too. You know, I got my laptop. You know, I got the mouse. You know, I got my iPad. I got a phone. So then I was like, oh, okay, then cool. So, you know, I got everything. I got in. And then, you know, I had some stuff going on. So I was like, man, like, I don't even know if I could do it. I said, I need to take a ride. I said, look, like, and the first time she's like, you know, go ahead and get out, you know, I'll go get you something to eat or whatever like that. I said, no, I need to take a ride. And so she was like, I need to take a ride. And so she was like, why you need to take a ride? I said, I need a moment just where I can just be like, let me breathe. There's a lot going on. Just let me breathe. And so I rode with her, you know, we ain't got something to eat. Praise the Lord. Thank you. We ain't got something to eat and everything, then, you know, came back in. And so I was like, okay. So, you know, I was getting everything together. I was like pulling up my stuff on the, like, so like, look, I pulled out my laptop, right? Look, I can show y'all. Podcast, where y'all can't see. So look, got my book, you know, got the book bag. And, you know, I'm pulling out my stuff. You know, they don't know I ain't playing, like, Got my laptop and everything. Look, I'm trying to tell, like, let me tell, like, I really was like, had no excuses. You know, got my mouse, tripod, I'm using that to hold my phone. And then, you know, got my Wi-Fi box too. And then, you know, got my iPad, I'm working, get ready to work and everything. So then all of a sudden, open up my laptop, it's dead. So I was like, oh, my laptop dead. I can't use it no more. And everything, you know, I can't use it. I gotta plug it up. And then, you know, my wife got the box for my laptop and everything. So I ain't gonna make her go out to the car and go get my box and everything, you know, for the cord and everything for my laptop and everything. So I'm just ain't gonna do it. So then all of a sudden, you know, You know what I'm saying? I said, like, I'm like, I was packing up my book bag and everything like that. So, yeah, I can't do it. Da, 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 da. And all of a sudden, you know, like, I said, it was like, you know how sometimes you're like, yeah, you get through. And all of a sudden, like, you get a message on your iPad and be like, hey, this, you know, hey, just checking to make sure you still have your access to everything. I was like, man. And so all of a sudden, you know, from whenever I didn't have on my laptop and everything, you know, shout out to Apple, when you got your iClouds and everything, they said, oh, you know, just download this right here, and then we could pull up all your stuff and what you need just to have access to everything. Okay. And then, you know, it made it up better, because, you know, because then you got your iPhone that's connected to the iPad and to your tablet and everything. So it's like, I had no excuse to be like, yeah, like, your computer may be down, but you still got other devices. So I was like, okay, I'ma do it. Okay, we're gonna work this out. We're gonna work it out today. And so, you know, getting everything together. And so then, you know, from where I'm at right now, you know, they had the music and stuff going on in here. So, you know, like, I'm hearing some of that music, and all of a sudden I just had to, like, just to close the door for a moment. And so then I closed the door. And so then, you know, y'all know me, like, I be having, like, some, you know, like, some Triply or like some Lecrae or Andy Mineo, or shoot, I even had, like, a little bit of NF on and everything like that. And so, you know, I was getting back in, like, being in that vibe of, like, you know what, like, let me get back into that space from where I can just clear my mind and just allow God just to have his way. And so once I did that, you know, one or two persons came to the door and they were like checking to make sure, hey, you good? Everything all right? I said, yeah, I'm good. Just, you know, just let me be in my little zone. I'm okay. And everything. They said, okay, well, we're going to leave you alone. So they left me alone. And so I was like, well, you know what? Okay, it's time for me, like, to come back and do it. So, you know, I set up the tripod. I told you, Tasha brought, like, she bought the tripod and everything in here. So I was like, and y'all know me, like, I'm simple. I'm like, man, I don't want to put up everything. That's a lot of work. I ain't want to do all that. So then, like, I'm on this table. I made the tripod look small like this. And then say, look, y'all still can see me, right? See? You still can see me. I'm right here in the middle. And using my new phone and everything. And so I'm sitting here. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to jump on. I'm going to do this. And then, look, I said, look, you know, make yourself point whenever that you're trying to time yourself. You be like, look, I'm only going to be here for like for 10 minutes. And then that's it. I'm done. You know, this is what I'm saying. I'm going to do this right here. I'm going to try to bring back when I want to and everything like that. Then boom, I'm done and everything. Right. And then all of a sudden, you're like, you know, you just sit there and you're like, more and more stuff to start coming to you like that. I said, okay, here we go. Sometimes whenever I do motivated to the max, I never step to that 10-minute time frame. So then this is where y'all really got to help me. Podcast, I hope y'all helping me too. So it's kind of funny because, like I told you guys, I'm working. You know, I'm working and everything. Working the call center and everything like that. So I was at work. And it's kind of funny from where whenever it's like you, like I still had access to my stuff. I was at work last week, and I was out of work for Tasha. How long I've been at work? I was out of work for like 2 weeks because I was out sick for like 2 weeks. I haven't been to work anything. I just been sick. So I was just like, okay. So I get back to work. It's a Monday morning. I get back to work. And, you know, my coworker's like, hey, good to see you. Glad you're back and everything like that. You know, we like, you know, we make sure you was all right. And I mean, they were checking on me, calling, texting, but like, hey, just hope you're all right. And, you know, they were trying to tell me like stuff, what was going on with work. And I was like, I don't want to hear nothing about work. I'm trying to recoup. I'm trying to get better. Just let me get to that point so I can, you know, let me get to that point for whenever I can come back 100%. So I come back to work last week, Monday. So I'm trying to, like, you know, when I come in, you know, I do my normal thing, you know, get myself together, look. And don't look, if me and my coworkers, y'all look, if y'all watching this and anything like that, if any of y'all notice there might be like a little bit of like oil or something on your desk, you'll be alright. Okay? That's all I'm gonna say. You'll be okay. So I go into work, you know, I go into work and everything. And so then I go in. And so then I'm going in, I'm on my computer and everything. And also it was like my whole like access to my, you know, my work stuff was like was locked. Like I was locked in there. Like I was locked out. So I was like, man, I said I got locked out. So I've been out for 2 weeks. You know, I've been sick and everything like that. I said, but then, you know, I'm like, and so like, and then like made it so bad, like my TM wasn't even at work that day when I went back to work. So I'm like, okay, so I had to talk to my like my operations manager, but like, hey, like, I'm back to work and everything, but I can't get in. I can't get in, you know, my systems and everything like that. And so then when I was out of work for 2 weeks, they were trying to be like, the system pretty much was like, it kicked me out from where I didn't like, I didn't tap in to log in like a certain amount of days. Like I pretty much, I got kicked out the system, like I didn't work there anymore. So, you know, so I was telling, you know, I mentioned my manager and everything like that. I said, yo, like, I can't get back in, you know, I can't get back in. They're trying to spring up saying, like, I don't work here or anything like that. And so my boss was like, no, you still work here. So, you know, she like, well, let me find out, see what's going on. You know, let me get back with you. So, you know, my manager, she's working on it and everything like that. Excuse me, she's working on it and everything. And so then I was off like the two, so I went back to work on Wednesday. So then we was there. I was there on Wednesday. And so, you know, then I got back to work on Wednesday. Because they said, well, we had to do a certain thing. You won't be able to get back in for like next 20 up to 24 to like 48 hours. So I said, okay, cool. Well, I was off Tuesday. So I was like, okay, cool. I'll come back Wednesday. Hopefully everything be okay. All right. Go back to work on Wednesday. Still locked out. And so, but then this time, man, my boss was there. My boss was there. So I was telling him, I said, hey, I'm still locked out. They don't want, I said, I can't get access, you know, to do what I need to do to, you know, to be able like, to come in and fulfill my duties at work and everything. So my boss was like, I don't know what's going on, but like, she went in, so she like, let me see what's going on because, no, because like, you're still here, like, nothing changed. We didn't, you know, we didn't terminate you or anything like that. Cause she was like, cause she was about to get worried, like, wait a minute, like, what's going on? How come one of my workers can't get in? It's the one like to come in and come to work. And so she, you know, she was finding out everything. So they were saying, so how the way everything was done was like, how the way that somebody was had set up to try to get me back in the system, they didn't have full access to it. So my boss had to be the person who had the access to give me back the access on what was not there. So whenever that they got me back in the system, she was concerned, like, well, we got you back in, but it looked like it might have wiped you all out. So it almost like I had to start from scratch, like to start all over again. And so I was like, I said, that's gonna take hours for me to like get everything back from what was so-called lost. And so they was like, yeah, but you know, like, let's just go ahead and try to get to work. And you know, I said, okay, fine, you know, let's do it. So you know, I'm on the computer, and you know, she's doing her, you know, she was doing her thing to get me in, I was doing my thing to get me in and everything like that. And so then all of a sudden she was like, hey, and so she was like, you know, like, you got to ask, like, the, you know, the open-ended questions. Be like, hey, did you do this, this, this? I said, yes, I did that. Did you do this, this, this? I didn't have to do that because before everything happened, I already had changed my passwords and everything. So this is a brand new password that was created. So I'm putting in my new password. And so then she was like, wait a minute. You already did a password. I said, yes. She like, well, let me stop this one right here because they get ready to try to wipe that one out and then put give you something else. And so she stopped the process and be like, wait a minute, check your access now. And so when I put in like the new password, when I put in the password that I created for me to give me, you have access to my systems and everything, all of a sudden everything started loading up. What's going on, bro? Everything started loading up. All my stuff, they were like, they go this, they go that, they go my system for me to do this, they go my stuff right here to make sure I get paid, they go this. I mean, everything was just popping up, just like, you know how you do it, like a little popping screen, like ding, 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 just keep popping up like that. That's all my stuff was doing. And so I was telling my boss, I said, yo, I'm in. And so she was like, you in? I said, yeah, like, I'm in. I said, I got everything. And so she was like, and so the people on the other said, oh, it's going to take him another 24 to 48 hours. Like, he might have to go home until we get it all done. And then she sent a message. She said, no, you don't, because he got full access again. And so they was like, how did he get full access? He said, and so she was like, because how the way that everything was being done, they didn't have full details that some of the things of what they were telling me that I need to do, I already have done. So it was like, I already done put in a new password. I said, well, I already did a new password. I already done changed this right here. I said, I even put in like a little code there what we need to use to even get into the other access part from whenever I have to use my phone. So when I can like clock in and say, hey, I'm gonna be late, or you know, or hey, I'm clocking in now and everything, I can do it on my phone and everything. I said, I did all that, you know, I did all that while I was out. And so then it was like, well, since you got full access, then you can get back to what you were doing. Like, you can get back to work. So I was like, well, I'm going back to work. And so I was saying that today because, and so, man, like I said, it's good to see you, bro. I'm praying that you are doing well. I tell you, man, it's been a while since I did this. But, you know, so when I was coming back, you know, like doing like for like, you know, here on the live, and I was setting up like my podcast stuff here on my iPad and everything like that. And so I was saying everything, like, yo, like, I still have full access to all of my stuff. You know, I haven't done Motivated to the Max for like almost a year. Like a year and a half. I think I'm going on two. When it was like, sometimes you just be like, you know what? I'm done. I don't want to do this no more. You know, I'm just like, ugh. And so, like, you know, like I was saying, like, well, maybe if I go to work, you know, it take my mind off of things and everything like that. And so then all of a sudden, you know, you're at a place, and then you know when you allow God to like really use you, how the way that you're supposed to be used by God from where I'm at work. And just like the job and where I'm at right now, shoot, I was working at Walmart selling cell phones, the iPads, earbuds, chargers. I mean, I was selling them. And so then I'm at work, you know, and I have my wheelchair. So, you know, I had no sense. I'm zooming around, you know, the electronics department and, you know, all over the store and everything. You know, I'm zooming around and all of a sudden people just coming in, I'm laughing, talking with them. I'm hearing some people for some of the things or what they done been through and everything like that. And I said, I'm not trying to be in your business, but, you know, but I heard you. Just wanted to let you know that I'm praying for you. And, you know, I know that can be a really tough time or a really tough situation right now. But just letting you know right now, like, no matter what you're going through, man, God still got the situation. And so, like, I had, like, one of my customers, like, she just came back there. She said, like, I don't even need nothing, but I'm just going to, like, act like I'm buying a charger for my son just whenever I can have a conversation with you so you won't get in trouble. And so then I'm like, well, okay. So they're like, I'm letting God move. I said, well, God will have your way on this matter. I said, because right now, I said, like, shoot, like, I had to change my mindset, but like, look, I was here trying to get a quick Bubba did, and after I said, God, you really had me here just whenever I can be encouragement so I can help be that motivator for that person. Cause it's been, man, I met a lady, her daughter had just became paralyzed. Her and her husband was coming to buy her daughter some headphones. So she could like, and when Mesa Man, like the daughter was discouraged because she was like a big old track star at her school. And all of a sudden she had an accident, she had surgery, then she became paralyzed. And so the young lady was like, I can't do this no more. You know, she's like, I can't do this no more. I can't go through this no more. She's like, man, because she was like, I'm used to being on track. She like, she been getting all these scholarships and everything. And her mom broke down and cried. And so like my manager and them, they came up and they was like, and so then like one of the other managers from the store, they was like, yo, let him be. Like, he got her. Like, he got her, like, go this way, go out. No, he got her. Let him, you know, let him talk to her. And then all of a sudden I'm talking with her. And then so she was like, well, and then so she was like, well, how did you get out of the way that you're getting right now? So, you know, I told her my story, you know, like I'm a double amputee, you know, I had this going on. I said, well, I'm gonna die like 3-4 times. I said, so I'm telling her everything for what I done been through. And then so she said, like, wow, like that's very encouraging. I said, but I'm telling, I said, the only reason why I'm telling you from what I'm telling you, like, if God can pull me out of this, God can pull your daughter out of this situation too. And so she was sitting there and she was like, and all of a sudden she was like at a pause. She was like, huh? I said, if God can bring me out of the situation, God can bring your daughter out of it too. I said, so I'm gonna let you know. I said, like, I go to a church from where we pray. We're gonna be praying for your daughter. I said, because I know what doctors say, but God has a whole nother answer. God can do something totally different for your daughter. And so then she was like, I come here to buy some headphones just to try to make her easy. She gets the headphone, then she talked to her husband. The husband was like, wow, you know, so he's sitting there. And I said, well, you need to call Emily. Like, call Emily. That was the girl name. Her name was Emily. She's like, call Emily. And I said, call Emily, you know, she was like, hey, you know, hey, what's up, mom? And then she said, well, hey, well, I got your headphones and everything. She said, but there's a young man here that's in a wheelchair at Walmart. And he's selling me the headphones. But he wanted me to tell you that no matter what you're going to do, God's going to bring you out of it. And so him, and he's going to bring the message to his church and everything. And they're going to be praying that God changed the situation around for you. And so then the young lady started crying on the phone. Because at first she would think of that nobody would understand, nobody would care. You know, like, I was this big track star, you know, back in school and everything. I can't get back to that situation and everything. You know, I can't get back to being that big track star and everything like that because I'm paralyzed from the waist down. But you mean to tell me there's somebody in a wheelchair right now that's kind of feeling how the way I've been? He's telling me that, like, God can pull me out of the situation. And then she was like, yeah, she said, and so the mother was telling the daughter, she said, the only thing different between you and him, like, you have your legs, he don't have any legs. And so for a young man to come in here and say this, she said, we got to believe that God gonna turn this thing around. And so then now I'm at my new job. And so then, like, we got stuff been going on at work and everything like that. And so, like, we're at work. And so then, you know, like, one of my coworkers, he said, well, man, you know, he said, man, like, we're going through this, you know, we're going through that. And, you know, then I just wanted to feel like I just want to quit. I want to do this. I want to do that. And everything like that. So I said, nah, man, like, you can't quit. I said, now, how are you going to tell me that I can't quit, but you think I won't be sitting right here and won't let you quit? Like, nah, like, we can get through this thing together. Like, yo, like, all right, cool, bet. This is what we gonna, I said, cool, bet. This is what me and you gonna do. So me and my boy are working and everything. We have a thing for, we have to get there, like, every morning at a certain time. We'll sit there, we'll talk, we'll get our mindsets and everything set and ready for work. Coming up, you know, working in a call center. So we're gonna get our mindset, and, you know, set everything ready for work. And I said, and before we hit the floor, we're going to come together, we're going to pray. And we're going to ask God to, no matter what the situation is, God, I need you just to turn it around. But turn it around, God, in your favor. And so, you know, when I go into work like that, and then I be like, oh, Lord, you know, whatever that situation is, God, let it be in your favor. It's in your favor. So I'm at work. And, you know, something, people, y'all working in call centers, man. Look, We get it when sometimes when people call on the phone and y'all angry and upset, there are some people that do listen. So I get calls on the phone and I can't really say like, well, you know, well, I can't really say, well, God bless you. Look, you know, I can't really say, well, because you know, I have come say, well, you have a blessed day. Thank you for being so helpful. Thank you for actually just sitting just to listen to me, let me vent, just to get out my frustration and everything. And then at the end of the call, you know, some will have to like call, fuss you out, cut, you know, cuss you out and everything. And I'll say at the end of the day, they were like, look, and at the end they say, sir, I'm sorry that I was so rude to you and I was cussing you out. You had nothing to do with it. But when you sat there and you took the time to help me, to listen, you just like, well, okay, well, you said this right here, but so did this happen right here? And they said, no, this happened. So then I was able to adapt and find out what the issue was, so then I could be able to help them on what they needed help on their issue and everything. And so from when I had several customers, they're calling back. And so for like after every call, we do like a survey. They had to do like a survey, like they call back or they send like an email and everything like that. And so one of the customers I had, they actually called back. They said they called and they said, look, I really don't need anything. Well, here go my information or like that. I said, can you transfer me? They said, can you transfer me to a supervisor? They talked to one of my coworkers. And they were saying like, well, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Like, well, you know, like, what's the problem? I can see what I can hear. He said, no, I just spoke with somebody in your building, and his name was Daryl. And I just wanted to talk to your supervisor because since y'all said this call being recorded and monitored and everything, I just wanted to say that your company would be great and good if you hire more people like this person right here. So I don't know where y'all found him from and everything. Y'all need to keep him in there and then make sure that, because whenever he took the time with the people and everything, that he actually got us to the point for where we done de-escalated, we done calmed down for where I want to come back, but then I want to call back and I want to talk to him. And so then I can't say on the phone, because you know I can't, cause I really, what I want to say on the phone is, well, all glory to God. But I can't say that on the phone. I can't say that at work. So then I'm like, well, you know what? Thank you. And I had one customer, she actually understood. She like, well, I know you can't say. I said, yes, ma'am. You know, like, yes, ma'am. I understand. I appreciate you. And so, but she understood her. I understood her what she was saying. So she said, I know that you can't say certain things. And so from where she was saying that, so whoever is teaching you in the church, and this is for Apostle Omar and Prophet Ray. She said, whoever that your leaders are, and I know you can't say this at work, but I'm gonna say it it'll be recorded. But you take this back to your leaders. Tell them that they're doing an awesome job with you. And I was just like, thank you. I will relay the message. And I had to hang up the phone. But from where that, man, you think you might have lost access, but God just really waiting for you just to put in the right password just for you to gain access again. So if you feel like you're lost, distraught, that you like, God, you just ain't, you know, like, you feel like that God just ain't hearing me no more, you know, God not listening to me and everything, are you typing in the right password to get the full access to God? Are you typing in the right password? Because right now, we can act like we putting in the correct password. But you know, sometimes it can be like, ask this, deny, because like, you put in like a little G instead of a big G. Or you got to put an exclamation point at the end. Or you forgot to put X so-and-so-and-so. So, Are we using the right password to gain the access that we need to have with God? I can really say, like, man, look, I know it's been some times I wasn't putting in the right password. I can be honest, you know. We're honest, open, and transparent. You know, we keep it hot. I know it was in times like I was like, I'm doing this, but I can't get in. And then, you know, I don't try to, you know, so many times, like, you don't try to attempt to get the gang access or something. And now I said, okay, you don't put too many, you don't try too many tribes to try to get in here. So now I have to block you. I have to lock you out. Now you got to make a phone call. Or you got to reach out to God and say, like, I tried to get in, but, like, my password wasn't working, and I tried it too many times. So can you reset my password so I can get access to you again? Can you reset my password? If you know for what I reckon, you got to go through a whole security measure. Well, is this you? Is that you? Did you do this right here? When the last time you did this? When the last time you had full access? Did you do this? Did you do that? And like you gotta jump, like you gotta like go through. You gotta go through like a whole book just to try to get main access to where you need to get to. And you ever think about it, just for me from saying that, you ever think about it, like that's probably what God is waiting. You ever think about it, that's probably why God had blocked your access, because God needs you to do a hard reset on your password just to make sure that you got the right password to get in. You know, a certain amount of times, you know, we've been using the same password for so long, you know, for security measures, you got to change your password. You know, because some people might have access to your password, might have tampered with your stuff, tampered with your files. So, yo, you using the right password to get that full asset that you need? But yeah, but that's it for me on today. I'm gonna be 100% with y'all. That actually felt pretty good just to do that, just to come back and to do what I actually like to do, love to do. Let me change that. What I love to do. And it's funny when I have coworkers at work, and they're like, they be like, dude, you a motivational speaker or something? Like, do people pay you to come out and like to help be, you know, help, you know, do a motivational speech and everything to help people get motivated? It's one of my coworkers. And I said, like, no. I said, but I used to do like podcasting and everything like that. And I said, he was like, go back to it. And I was like, huh? He's like, go back to it. He said, matter of fact, and then matter of fact, like He started me off. He said, sometimes, you know, like bring your iPad or something to work, and then and then he gave me like a pencil so I could use like the, you know, like my Apple pencil, I can write in my notes and everything like that. And so he's like, man, like I'm willing to like put an investment in. He said, because like I see you going more places than that. So I said, okay. And then, you know, and also, and there you go. And then also, you know, like, with my boy, Lamar's, and, you know, and Myron, and his lovely wife, Patrice, and, you know, and my wife, Latasha, and, you know, my Master Life fan, they're like, yo, like, you can do this. But then I had to get that mindset of getting back to that point. They couldn't do it, but I had to allow God to reset my mind so I can get to that point. So, yeah, so I love you all. You guys are awesome. Pretty much it's going to be like every Tuesday. And I'm going to try to sneak in one on Saturdays for Motivated to the Max. I'm starting back over. But I love you all. You guys be great. Peace out.